I'm now joined on the call by the head coach at Monmouth, Kevin Callahan. Good morning, Coach Cal.
Good morning. How are you doing today, Rob?
I'm well. I hope you are too. Certainly a really impressive performance for your guys on Saturday as you beat Lehigh 49-7. What did you like about the way the game went for your team?
Well, I was really happy with the way our team, our players responded to the adversity of the last 2 weeks. You know, we had come off two consecutive weeks where we didn't get the win. We didn't get the result we were looking for. We were down a few players, as everybody is at this point in the season, with injuries. But I thought the guys that did play responded very well. I thought we played the most consistent football, the most consistent game that we have all year. And I give our players all the credit for moving on from the previous 2 weeks. It was really a great team effort on Saturday. Offensively, we had over 600 yards of total offense. There was good balance in the run and pass. We had some long drives. I think three drives of over 90 yards that resulted in touchdowns. And we were able to mix in some explosive plays as well. And then very happy with the way the defense stepped up, forcing three turnovers. I scored a touchdown off one of the turnovers and were able to get off the field on third down, which is something that we hadn't been doing very consistently up to that point.
Game is tied there midway through the second quarter, and you guys are able to put three touchdowns on the board in the final 6 minutes of the first half. How big was that for momentum thing, and what changed in the game to kind of break it open?
Well, I think it would, first of all, it was a tremendous momentum boost, you know, to be able to get those three scores right before the half and go in 28-7. I think, you know, one, we had an interception for a touchdown in there. They fumbled. We had a turnover on special teams where they fumbled one of our punts that gave us possessions in the plus territory. And then we scored right at the end in a 2 minute situation right before halftime. So I think the combination of those three things, you know, really, you know, propelled us into the halftime and then into the second half. We came out with a lot of confidence in the second half and played some of the best football that we've played this season.
One of those plays that you touched on was that 36-yard pick six by Deuce Lee. Took it from 14-7 to 21-7. Just talk about the play that he made there.
Well, you know, Deuce was forced into a starting role because of some of the injuries we've had in the back end there in the secondary. And I think he demonstrated that the moment wasn't too big for him. You know, he was ready when his number was called. He went out there. He played extremely well throughout the entire game, had himself in good position, was able to, you know, get our secondary lined up, made a lot of the calls on the back end. And I think, you know, that just shows that his maturity as a football player. I think he did a great job preparing throughout the week. And then he made plays when the opportunity came on Saturday. It was not only a huge game for Deuce, but it was also that play in particular was a huge momentum boost for our team.
Question this morning from Kyle Kensing. Go ahead, Kyle. You're on mute, Kyle.
Sorry about that. I couldn't click my mute button there. Good morning, Coach.
Yep, good morning.
The time here obviously has been fantastic for his entire career, but this year in particular, I think he's second in the nation in receiving right now. And what has he been able to do to progress so much? And what is it about his dynamic with McCray in particular that's been so efficient?
Well, I think it with Dimir, it really starts with his preparation. You know, he practices extremely hard. His game preparation, his video study is extremely thorough. And he is always able to make a play in big moments. The game's never too big for him. A lot of people are doing some different things coverage-wise so that we can't get him the ball. But our offensive staff has done a very good job at moving him around, putting him in different positions within our formations, so that it's going to be difficult to double him or assign two guys to cover him. But he's just got a knack for finding the open place and the ball finds him. And then he's athletic enough and he's got great speed. He's able to run after the catch as he demonstrated Saturday.
Kevin, we talked in the last couple of weeks about some of the struggles on the defensive side of the ball. Your guys hold Lehigh to 281 yards. As you touched on earlier, three forced turnovers. What was the biggest area of improvement on Saturday, and how important was that performance for the confidence of that group?
Well, I think, you know, the two of the keys, I think, to, you know, the defense really stepping up and turning things around a little bit was we greatly improved our third down defense. that had been something where we hadn't been as effective as we want to be, as we plan to be. And I think we were extremely effective in third down situations on Saturday. The other one is we reduced the big plays. You know, we had kind of been given up big plays on the defensive side, whether they be long runs or long passes. And I think we really clamped down on both of those things. So the ability to limit or reduce the big plays against us and the ability to get off the field on third down were two of the biggest factors there. And I think as far as the confidence coming off a game like that, you know, even though there were some different players playing, you know, they're walking a little bit taller this week, you know, as we head into the bye there. They're feeling a little bit better about themselves than maybe they had in previous weeks.
Marquez McCray, we talked about him a bunch. He's certainly a veteran guy, but he's new to you and new to your system. And every week he seems to get more and more efficient, better numbers, 22 of 28 on Saturday for 333, four touchdowns. Do you sense him getting more comfortable in your offense and building even a stronger rapport with your receiving group?
Well, you know, Rob, I really think that that's the key. You hit it right on the head there. He's becoming more and more comfortable and confident within the system. We're able to do a little bit more each week because of his confidence and his understanding of the system. It was completely new to him in spring practice. He was still in the learning phases throughout the summer, throughout preseason. And I think each game he's been able to take another step. And then as he showed on Saturday, you know, he was very efficient with the ball. He's a very smart quarterback, very smart player. He understands where the ball needs to go and, or more importantly, where it doesn't need to go. He doesn't force things, and he's really been very accurate throwing the ball.
We talk a lot, and you've already talked about Dimir this morning and Santi Kearney, but Dre Tucker is a guy who we haven't talked a lot about. Had a nice day Saturday, six catches for 68, and had that touchdown right before the half. Talk about him as just a third option in that passing game.
Well, as an offensive staff, you know, we had a conversation last week leading up to it, and, you know, we felt it was important to get him more involved in the offense. And not that he wasn't involved. He's one of our three guys that plays just about the entire game, but the ball just wasn't finding him. And we tried to come up with some ways to get the ball in his hands or at least be able to target him. I think Marquez did a great job getting him the ball. And Andre really demonstrated the ability that we've known he's had. I think through the first 4 weeks, maybe the ball just wasn't finding him enough. Well, it found him on Saturday, and you know, he showed what he can do when it does find him.
Defensively, you were able to not only hold Lehigh to that 281 that we talked about, but you were able to get in the backfield a lot. Remy Johnson with nine tackles, a couple tackles for loss. Tyrese Wright, a couple tackles for loss, forced fumble. Was there a focus to be more aggressive on Saturday and try to create some plays in that backfield?
There was. I mean, from a defensive standpoint, the mindset going into the game was to really be aggressive and have a much more attacking attitude than maybe we've had in previous weeks, where we kind of would let the game come to us. We wanted to make sure that we took the game to the offense. And I think the players really responded to that. As you said, we had a lot of guys in the backfield. We had tackles for loss. Didn't necessarily get a lot of sacks, but I think we bothered the quarterback. We pressured him into throwing before he was ready. We were able to maybe hit him just as he was releasing the ball. And I think the combination of all those things really set the tone for the day on the defensive side.
As you touched on, your team heads into a bye week this week. Certainly always good when you head into those off a big win. What's going to be some of the focus going into the week?
Well, you know, the bye comes at probably a perfect time for us. It's the dead middle of the season. You know, we had nine guys who weren't able to suit up and play last week, and hopefully we're going to be able to get those guys back with an extra week of rest. And we're going to really spend the bye week with, it's a combination of rest and practice. You know, there's fundamental work that we need across the board in all positions, and we're going to spend a couple of days doing that. But we're also going to give some of our guys, especially the guys who played regularly through the first five games here, an opportunity to rest up and heal up in some cases. And it also gives the staff an opportunity to step back and evaluate what we're doing, to do some quality control work and find out, are we asking our players to do the things or the best things that are going to help them be successful?
All right, Kevin, thanks so much for your time this morning. Enjoy the bye week, and we'll talk again next Monday.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right.